Last week, we gave a sample of comments made by members who joined WHQR for the first time during our fall fun drive. Now it's the turn of some of our renewing members who made comments during the drive. Nina Burrell says, I can't wait to be retired so I can listen to it more. Lewis and Virginia Gravis of Lake Waccamaw says, we like just about everything except the no-tune jazz. Julie and Don Stocks say it's their constant companion throughout the day. Beth Crookham says, Rob Zappel, you're absolutely contagious. And Rob, of course, helped us go over the goal in the last 2 hours of the drive. Lynn Sutton of Oak Island says, having both Talk of the Nation and Diane Rehm discuss the same issue as was done today was great. Her program helped me understand the issues better. Robert and Mary Welch and others would like to have the full 2 hours of Talk of the Nation and are not fans of Diane Rehm. Rick and Lynn Harris say the station is a gem and a bargain at a dollar a day. This is a great station for an area this size. Bonnie Monteleone says, thank you for airing the NPR coverage of Occupy Wall Street as well as the hometown commentaries like Shane Fernando's. Gus Grosch and Jane Kalesa of Oak Island say, we love the mix, from News to Wait Wait to Baroque to Cole Porter. John Sawyer says every dog and cat in the house loves Car Talk. Ann Brennan calls it the best public radio station in the land. We got many comments in praise of George, Jamila, and others on the staff from our renewing members. Here's some more. Erica English says, it's about time I paid for all the help from WHQR when I run. Bill Fender says, Midday Cafe is so good I've canceled my satellite subscription. Susan Toronto says, I don't have a TV, so I rely on you for everything. Bob and Billy Royce say WHQR is a real treasure for our area. Randy and Katie Horn of Oak Island say thank you for your dedication to the advancement of intelligent thought, respectful discourse, and tolerance for diversity. Anita Stevens loves classical music and says, I turn to the station when I need serenity. Amber Wilcox says, thank you so much for bringing StoryCorps to Wilmington this past spring. It was every bit an amazing experience, and I truly thank you. Keep up the wonderful job. Terry Ross says, you allow both sides of the spectrum to speak, unlike other talk radio. I don't always agree with the complainers, but I respect their right to complain. Amber Tropp says WHQR is an oasis in a media desert. Rachel Moser is New Hanover County Teacher of the Year. She says, I listen to WHQR every morning on the way to school, and I use the science stories in my class. Bob and Linda Swanson really enjoy the fact that there are no obnoxious commercials. Ann Cahill says, your show fills up my day with joy. Janie Payon says, we listen less during the pledge drive. Danny Kaiser says, thanks to the staff and especially the volunteers. Joe and Mary Ann Torres say, it's a gem for the community. Joanne Peck would prefer all classical music to our afternoon talk. Molly Elwood wishes there were more talk radio. Polly Shaver would like more Mills Brothers. Marilee Locke would like to hear some more programming involving animals. And Courtney Gwynn would like more monster truck coverage. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can also send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our listener comment line at 910-343-1640, extension 6. And thanks for your feedback.